The CAP recently released 52 cancer protocols for reporting pathologic features in the treatment of cancer patients, also known as the CAP cancer protocol. These revised protocols now incorporate changes to tumor stage classification from the American Joint Committee on Cancer 8th Edition Cancer Staging Manual. In this CAPcast, Dr. Thomas Baker, chair of the CAP Cancer Committee, discusses these updates. Dr. Baker will also be teaching a course on this topic along with Dr. Mahul Amin on October 9th at CAP 17 at the Gaylord National near Washington, D.C. Dr. Baker, let's start by talking about the updates to the staging manual, which were quite significant. Could you elaborate on some of these key changes?
Sure, I would be happy to. Yes, the changes to the staging manual were quite significant this time around. And one of the things that we need to remember is that the AJCC's cancer staging manual undergoes major revisions only every 5 to 7 years. And so when we look at the last 7 years for cancer care, you know, we see that there have been major advances in the care of patients. And this is reflected in the changes in the 8th edition when compared to the 7th edition or even editions previous to that. Many of the tumor sites have significant revisions to the components of tumor staging. But what really stands out to me is the incorporation of precision or personalized medicine into this edition. The TNM staging system is really the backbone of AJCC staging. When you look at that, it's based on the anatomic extent of disease, but now we see that there's much more now that informs not only the diagnosis, but also treatment and outcomes for patients. And examples include specific mutations such as KRAS or BRAF, P53, the multi-gene panels that we think about with breast carcinomas, as well as other non-anatomic factors such as tumor grade. What we're seeing is that these are being increasingly incorporated into the prognostic stage grouping in the AJCC staging manual, as well as more of an emphasis now on risk assessment models. So when compared to the previous editions of the AJCC staging manual, we're seeing that introduction and incorporation of precision or personalized medicine and risk assessment models. You know, I think looking at the future, I think the anatomic extent of tumor will continue to be that backbone of tumor staging for years to come. But what we'll see is that this will really evolve as staging moves from a population-based approach to a personalized medicine approach.
Now, how did the CAP translate these changes into the cancer protocol?
Yeah, as you noted in your introduction, we ended up revising 52 of our 66 protocols. And in addition to that, we've retired an additional 3 protocols. So this was a monumental and major effort for the CAP members who are involved in the process, as well as the CAP staff. When we look at cancer protocols, we know that when we revise protocols, especially so many of them at once, this can be very disruptive to the pathologists and the hospitals that they use them. This time, with so many protocols being revised, we wanted to focus only on the changes necessary for tumor staging. And so with some exceptions, the majority of the changes that we made in the protocols were limited to the pathologic TNM classification and very little else.
Now, what is unique about these current revisions?
Well, when you look at the revisions, a couple things. Number one, I think that most pathologists recognize that our cancer protocols are really meant to serve as minimum data sets for patients to be able to navigate that entire continuum of cancer care. But they also realize that, and we realize when we revise these protocols, that one of our goals here is being able to minimize the hassle factor for the pathologist using them and not creating unnecessary work or angst. As a practicing pathologist, I appreciate the uncertainty and the angst and the extra efforts that pathologists make using these cancer protocols. So when we look at what pathologists have provided us in terms of feedback, and we hear quite a bit about this, is really the confusion about when a cancer protocol is required to be used and when is it not. When I say required and not required, we're talking for accreditation purposes. So to address this, what we did with each of the protocols is we've added a cover page to all of the 52 newly released protocols that specifically identify when the protocol should be used by tumor type or by procedure. And then the other 11 remaining protocols, we will release the cover pages for those remaining 11 or so sometime in September. And our hope with that is that we will largely eliminate the confusion and angst regarding when to use these for accreditation.
So pathologists working in CAP-accredited laboratories will be required to use the AJCC 8th edition tumor stage classification system for cancer reporting effective January 1st, 2018, what advice would you give pathologists about implementing these updated CAP cancer protocols ahead of this January 1st implementation date?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one of the things that we've been really working very hard on is to minimize the confusion with this. As I said, protocol revisions, it can be very disruptive to hospitals and pathology groups. And especially if they don't have a laboratory information system that supports electronic protocols, for example, then a practice will have to develop or update their own electronic templates or Word macros. And when you have to do it multiplied by 52, that becomes a very disruptive process. So because of this, we really wanted to release them as early as possible to allow hospitals and groups and the LIS vendors who also have to implement the changes to do so and be prepared for January 1st. So with that, we've been working very closely with AJCC to clearly communicate several things. One of the key points here is to remember, as you stated, that hospitals, the tumor registrars and tumor boards at hospitals will be using AJCC 7th edition, so the old edition, staging information up through 31 December. Come 1 January, they will be using 8th edition. And this is hospitals across the country. This is not just select hospitals. This is everybody. So when you look at our revised protocols all contain 8th edition information, obviously. And then the old versions contain 7th edition information. So for clinical care, our first recommendation is that for clinical care, hospitals and pathology groups should use the revised protocols starting 1 January. And once again, I state for clinical care, not for accreditation purposes, but for clinical care. Having said that, they're released now, and hospitals are able to implement these if that's what they would like to do. Our next point is that pathologists and hospitals certainly can implement the protocol revisions early, but remember, your tumor board, your tumor registrar, they're going to be looking for 7th edition information. So think about how you're going to communicate 7th edition information if you implement the protocols early. And so I caution people to look at that and recommend that they talk to their tumor registrar as well as the head of their tumor board. And then lastly, and I want to make this point very clear, is to avoid any confusion, the CAP laboratory accreditation program gives accredited laboratories 8 months to implement changes. So what that means is that although we recommend that the revised protocols be fully implemented for use on January 1st, and your clinicians are going to expect that to happen, it won't be required for accreditation. So accreditation will be 8 months after we release the protocols, which will make it about the March timeframe. So come January or February, if you haven't implemented the new protocols, it's not going to make a difference for accreditation. It will make a difference for clinical care, but not for accreditation. And then the last point I wanted to make with that, for Commission on Cancer or COC-accredited hospitals, the requirement is the same timeline that we use for CAP, so they need to be implemented on 1 January. For accreditation, they'll be following the CAP accreditation guidelines in terms of time frame.
Finally, what can attendees look forward to learning in your CAP 17 course?
Yeah, I'm very excited about our course offering at CAP 17. Dr. Mahul Amin, who you mentioned, is the editor-in-chief of the AJCC Cancer Staging Manual, and he and I have teamed up for this effort. He will start the hour by laying out the big picture for cancer staging and the increasingly important role of personalized or precision medicine in staging, and then talk a bit about future direction as well. I will follow him with a discussion about the general rules of staging for the pathologist, and this will really be a practical discussion that will hopefully benefit the participants in their daily practice. When we look at an oncologist and tumor board, and most importantly, patients really rely on us to provide the most accurate and up-to-date staging information necessary for clinical care, and it's important that we really fully understand the rules of tumor staging. When I talk with pathologists, I recommend that pathologists keep a copy of the new staging manual on their bookshelf, and that they find time to carefully read Chapter 1 about the general rules of staging. And it's well worth the time and effort to do this. And those are the things that we'll be covering in our offering at CAP 17.
Well, thank you, Dr. Baker, very much for discussing these important changes to the CAP cancer protocols impacting pathologists.
All right, thank you.
If you are attending CAP 17 in the Washington, D.C. region, be sure to register for Dr. Thomas Baker's course entitled Mission Control, Cancer Protocols in the AJCC Cancer Staging Manual, 8th Edition, Changes to Staging and Implications for Pathology, on Monday, October 9th from 3 to 4 p.m. Dr. Baker will be leading this course with Dr. Mahul Amin. Registration is now open for CAP 17 online at thepathologist.com. cafcastmeeting.org. Thank you for listening, and be sure to listen to our other CAPCasts from the College of American Pathologists on our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.com/pathologists.